Collingwood surge to a 64-point lead. Sit inside the 50 for Blair, who links it up with Canisius, who lets fly from 35 and kicks yet another for the Magpies. A happy 21st goal. And that's Collingwood's victory on Friday night. Far too powerful, charging away the longer it went to win by 74 points. It was exactly what Collingwood was after. Jamie Elliott was a key part of it down in the forward line alongside Travis Cloke, and Jamie's with us on the Saturday agenda. Welcome aboard.
How you going, guys?
Shall we start with a mark? You've started your quota of Mark of the Year contenders. You take it?
I felt like I had control of it to start with. I've watched it a couple of times, but I think maybe getting knocked in the head didn't help, but... I mean, it's probably borderline, but it's up to what people think. But it was paid a mark, so I'm going to take it.
It was a painful landing. You didn't quite stick the dismount this time?
Nah, well, I lost my balance up there a little bit. So, I mean, every time you go for one, there's always a chance that you're going to come down on your back or the side, and that's what I did. But I pulled up. I'm not too bad, but, I'm fine.
What's your technique, Jamie, for when you know you're going to fly? Are you a compulsive flyer? Is it instinct? How do you make the decision when the ball's in flight?
Oh, look, I mean, I've got to sum up the situation. There's been times where I just fly for no reason because I want to get up there, but if I could, I'd be jumping the whole game. but I can't. Obviously, Trav's a really good contested mark, so I've got to let him have his one-on-ones, but... I'm going to back myself, and that's what Bucks wants. I mean, if I think I'm going to take it, I'll obviously launch for it. But for me, it's just getting up early and make sure I try and get on their shoulders more than anything and sit up there.
Is it something that you've always done from the time you were in the schoolyard?
Yeah, look, playing markers up as a kid, I used to love that. joking around with mates, just trying to take a specky. But, I mean, it was probably when I... played the Bulldogs in the NAB Cup my second year at the start of the season. That was probably when I first started to start going for them. I dropped that one, but throughout that year I just kept launching for it. But obviously, like I said, I've just got to sum up the situation. If Clokey's going to out-wrestle his bloke, let him go. But if it's there, just jump at it.
You're 178 centimetres. We were having a chat last night. If you'd been a fraction taller, you'd have been Tony Modra.
Well, I'm 177, but I'll take 178. I'll take every centimetre I can get. But, yeah, look, I wish I was taller, but you can't do anything about it. But, that's nice to know.
So just the lack of that extra bit of height, how do you see yourself? Do you actually see yourself as a key forward or a small forward? How do you sort of approach the game like that?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I've been asked that a few times. I mean, growing up, playing junior footy, playing with the Bush Rangers, I was predominantly the target forward and leading out of the goal square mainly. But obviously, playing AFL, you get the big boys playing with Trav, Jess and Corey. So my role's changed and I've had to learn. Crumbing hasn't come naturally to me, so I'm trying to add everything to my game to be more dangerous. And obviously my markings, I feel like it's one of my strengths. So obviously I want to keep that up and don't take that away from my game. But obviously I want to add that crumbing and getting to the drop of the ball as well. So if I can do that, I feel like I can be a lot more dangerous.
Jamie Elliott's our guest on the Saturday agenda. Mark McClure and Brenton Sanderson.
Jamie, congratulations on the win last night. It's Brenton Sanderson here. There's been a lot of change, obviously, with personnel at the Pies over the last couple of seasons. With such a different squad, has there been a change to the game plan, or has Bucks' philosophies not really changed much in the last sort of two or three seasons, and you still play the same way? And the personnel that come in have to just adapt to the way that the Collingwood team structure up?
G'day, Brenton. At the start, we had our back lines changed a fair bit. I think if you look at that, it's probably a big... And same with the midfield, sorry. But we roll out the game plan with Bucks. It hasn't changed too much over the last few years that I've been at the club. I mean, when I first got there, it's similar, but there's obviously... The game changes so quickly, you'd probably know that... A lot. So, I mean, there's little differences in the game, but everybody is well aware of what we want to do and how we want to move the ball. And whoever comes into the side, we want them to play their role. It's not who's playing. It's obviously you playing your role. So yeah.
Well, I guess from an outsider, and it probably has been documented, and is you've lost so many key players who give you that punch and run out of half back. So
yeah.
Is there now a nominated quarterback, or is there a go-to player that that you now sort of get the ball in the hands of that player, or is Bucks mentioned anything about getting a seventh defender back? You've had so many damaging weapons out of that back line over the last sort of 4 or 5 years. How have you guys addressed that?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you look back a few years, we had Heath Shaw running off half back, we had Jono running off half back. They're elite ball users. But, I mean, our backs can use the ball really well. It's just having the confidence to do it. I guess we've got a young back line as well. We've got Jackson Ramsey, Marley Williams, Tom Langdon, Ben Sinclair when he was there, but he obviously got injured. But they can all use the ball well, but it's just having the confidence to get it in your hands. But for a go-to, I mean, we got blokes like Adam Oxley coming to the side, Sam Dwyer, who plays off the wing as well, and Paul Seisman, who use the ball really well. So, obviously, yep. We want to get into their hands more than anything, and going forward, get them to launch inside 50 for us.
And last one from me, Jamie. Apologies if you've already answered this previously, but you're wearing quite the famous number now, obviously a premiership captain in Nick Maxwell, and the coach's famous number. How does that go down? Do you go to the club? Do you go to Neil Baum, or do you go to Bucks yourself and say, this is the number I want? Or does Nick Maxwell give it to you when he leaves? Or does Bucks come and tap you on the shoulder and say, how about wearing five next year? How does that all go down?
I actually didn't talk to Bucks about it too much. It was probably more Maxie. I had a chat to him after the season. And we were just talking away, and it just came up. And I mean, I've changed my number a few times now, but like the number five was available, and I thought it was a massive privilege if I could wear it. And Maxi said, basically said, if I wanted it, I could have it. And that's fantastic. Basically how it went down. And then I thought about it a bit over the off season, and the rest is history, really. But I mean, it's a massive number for the club, and I just feel like it's a massive privilege for me to wear it.
It does suit you, mate. All the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
Let me go through this again. Yeah. You didn't ask them. They asked you.
Well, it was a bit of both. A little bit of both.
Right. Now we got to the point. That's okay. Okay, I just want to talk to you about your size. I mean, as opposition coach, it's a nightmare to actually man up on you. If they play a small on you, outmark them. If they play a tall, you outrun them. You're in a unique, unusual player that is not many of them in the competition. So you should be very proud of what you've been able to do.
Yeah, I am. Obviously, looking back before I first got drafted, I mean, I've never expected to play AFL, so where I am now, I'm really grateful of where I am. But touching back on my weaknesses and strengths, I obviously want to improve my crumbing as a small, because that's what our main role is. I don't want marking to be my one wood. So hopefully I can keep learning, but I felt like over the last 2 years I've really developed that. Whereas if I just keep my marking as my main strength, I mean, I'm going to get defended a lot easier. So the more things I have to my game, it's going to be harder for people to defend me.
Talking about crumbing, Varko was terrific last night.
Yeah, improving. Oh, absolutely. I mean, every game he plays, he's improving. He's a lot more. He's very comfortable with the side and when he's playing. So as soon as he got here, he was like that. He had a massive preseason. So it's good that it's actually paying off for him. And his pressure last night really set us up in that second quarter, and that's when the tables turn.
Looks like a great time to be at the Pies. Looks like a great time to be at the Pies when you've got Broomhead and Grundy and Crisp and Oxley who are young and growing up together as a team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're a young side, and you look at the talent that we have, and even the players that haven't played a senior game yet, like Matthew Schoenberg, who's coming back from a knee reco, Nathan Freeman, who's coming through the VFL at the moment. And even Geordie DeGoey, he's got a little bit of a taste of AFL footy. So, but with Broomie and Ox, I mean, they're very talented footballers, and the more games they get into them, the better they're going to be. And hopefully Matty Schoenberg and the other younger boys get their opportunity through hard work. So, I mean, the talent's there. We've just got to put that hard work in and obviously play your role at VFL to get your chance.
Against Adelaide last week, ball use from defence was absolutely atrocious. So you've actually done a bit of work on that.
Yeah, I mean, we went through a review like we usually do each week, and we become too predictable to Adelaide, for Adelaide. So we looked at that, and obviously on the weekend, last night, you probably would have seen that, how we moved the ball. It was a lot more fluent, less predictable, and we just got it over the top and beat the backs out. So against Adelaide, it was too predictable, and they could just read where it was going each time. So, we improved that. And what came out of the review the most from Adelaide was just the basics. We didn't do the basics well at all. So that was the thing that we were really main focusing on going into St Kilda.
What's your goal? What is your actual personal goal?
My personal goal? Well, obviously win a premiership at the club. That's my first one. And just play consistent footy.
So when do you reckon that premiership will come?
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
I understand that, but there is a time frame on some of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to say, especially this year. I mean, we've had a lot of people turn over with players going out and players coming in. So it was hard to know, definitely in the pre-season and even now. I mean, last night was a good indication of how we can play when we're at our best. And then the week before was a good indication of how we play at our worst. So if we can play consistent footy, we're going to be up there, obviously. But hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years, we can really make a run for that top four and be there at the end of September, start of October.
And on that personal goal of yours to play consistent footy, what about outstanding footy? You were sixth in the best and fairest last year. This is your fourth season, 55 games. Do you have it in you to be in the best five players at Collingwood for the next set of years?
Oh, look, I mean, for me, I've got massive expectations on myself. I'm not really worried about what anyone else outside of the club or myself thinks. But for me, I want to be the best player I can be. And I've just got to improve each year. I feel like I have. And I don't, with the consistency, I mean, I don't want to be falling out of quarters. And that's been a big thing for me. So it's playing four quarters of consistent footy each week, and I'm going to take it, obviously, game by game. I don't want to use that cliche, but I've got to take it week by week and just play the best footy I can for the team to get success.
And you're one of the young breed that will make this team its own. This is the last year of your contract, is that right? And are you are you pretty close to re-signing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I've just got to meet up with my manager and get it sorted, but it's basically all done, yep.
What about coming to the Blues?
probably not at this stage.
Cut it out.
Yeah, look, I probably won't in the end.
And so that idea of committing now, trying too early in the season, what's that? Is that a desire to commit, to reinforce your belief in what's happening, to be a central part of it? What's the motivation to do that now?
Well, I think, I mean, I love Collingwood. I love the footy club, and I see myself being there for the rest of my footy career. But, I mean, it's getting it done. It's just happened like that. I don't want to drag it out. There's no point. Both sides are happy with the contract, and it's basically all done real quick. So there's no point in dragging it out. I want to be there, and the deal's there, and both sides of the party are happy with it. So
terrific. Good luck with it all, Jamie, and thanks for sharing some of your aspirations as well as the team's with us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.